quite possibly one of my favourite songs of all time.
Yeah, and when you play this song, well, I know exactly what you're referring to.
Yeah, so this is referring to that film, The Beach, with dreamy Leonardo DiCaprio.
And I think that film is the reason why everybody now backpacks, especially to Thailand,
yes,
but just all around the world.
Well, that's why we went to Thailand.
Yep.
So hello. Hi, guys. This is What the Faux Travel Podcast, and it's episode 5. Today we are joined by Nick's lovely sister.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hiya.
Hello. Could you just come a little bit closer to the mic so we can fully hear you?
Are we there? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Excellent.
100%. Love it.
Cool.
This is episode 5.
Yep, episode 5, Thailand. So we've got you on the show, Beck, because,
yep,
same as us, you've been to Thailand, but you also taught English there, didn't you?
I did, yes. I went for 3 months, so I did a term at a primary school.
Very
in,
cool.
In Thailand, yeah.
Lovely. So we're going to be talking a bit more about that a bit later, but should we just talk about what we've been up to? We like to have a bit of a catch-up at the start of the show.
Yep.
So last night, about 1 o'clock in the morning, we got home from Prague.
Yes, we did. Yeah, we had three or four days in Prague, just a mini break, not for any particular reason. But we'll be telling you guys all about that in a few months' time, because we're actually going to go to Slovakia in February, actually with you, Beck, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes, family hole.
A little family ski holiday.
Maybe I can make another sneak appearance.
Yeah.
I'm going to start muscling slowly.
So what we're going to do, we're going to bring you guys a Czech Republic and Slovakia special episode, probably in March.
Yes, I think that'll be out in March, yeah, because we're going in February. So,
yep,
makes sense. Cool, okay, so what else have we been up to? So that's a ski trip that we've booked. We're in Slovakia, just got back from Prague.
Yep.
Yeah.
Apart from that, just working like a dog.
Like a dog. Boom, still got it. Oh, while we're here, Becky, do you watch a programme called The Last Man on Earth?
No, I don't, no.
Oh my goodness, you will love it, won't you?
It is really funny.
It's so funny.
So Amy's trying to, the catchphrase the guy says, Amy's trying to make it a new catchphrase.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
I keep embedding it into all my conversations just so that I can just pass it off as my catchphrase. It's boom, still got it.
So like he'll crack a really bad joke and he'll be like, boom, still got it. But anyway.
Love it. Right, so should we say our listener shout outs? Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I really like this part of the show because we can massage our egos, really. And yeah,
Annie Mack was talking about this on Radio 1. She was like, it's so weird. If someone gets a compliment on Twitter, they'll retweet it. It's like, you would never do that in real life.
That's so true.
It is. Like, we wouldn't come up to you and be like, hey, by the way, like, someone just called me amazing. Like, you just don't do that. And we are definitely culprits of that, aren't we?
Well, that's what we're about to do. So, yeah, we'll give a little shout-outs to people that have listened and been in touch in the last month. People from all over the world. Yeah, it's quite amazing. So, first of all, these are mainly all on Twitter. There's a lady at Hello Atlas Blog. She got in touch with us on Twitter, as did at Stefan RTW. Love to you guys. Thanks so much for listening. And at Flashpacking Duo, there's some British travel bloggers. They said, just listened to your podcast for the first time and loved it. Good to see Brits doing a podcast. Looking forward to the next one.
Boom. Still got it.
it's not going to catch on.
Stop trying to make it happen. It's not
going to
happen.
Yeah. We've also been having a chat with at Carl Watson 18. He is a travel filmmaker based in London, and we think he might be coming on the show in the next few months, which would be really good. At Corinne A, she said, just listen to episode 1 on my run. You two are great. Jason Marshall listened to the podcast a few weeks ago, loved it. He said, now we're in India. I don't think that's because of our podcast, but
I think it is.
He listened to the India show and now he's in India.
He just so happened to be going to India, yeah.
I like to think the second after he listened, he booked a flight. I think that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
And we heard from Bikash.
Yes, our tour guide from Nepal.
Our tour guide in Nepal. He said, listened to the podcast and loved it.
Oh, Bikash.
So yeah, thanks to him and everyone who got in touch. Hope you keep listening and keep enjoying.
What a lad. Right, so before we fully start the episode, Becky, so every time we like to come up with like cool, quirky names for the episode. So we're just going to prepare you now. By the end of the show, we need to come up with a really, really good name. So, for example, our Peru episode number 2 was Peru, Do You Think You Are?
Nice.
So we like kind of corny, and funny play on words.
Our Budapest episode is called Budapest.
Nice.
Yep. Love it.
See what you've done there. Yeah.
And as you are a linguist yourself, you have
so much pressure. Okay, yeah.
Well, no, it's not all down to you. We'll come up. Yep. So if you randomly get something in your head, we'll go with that.
So some kind of play on words.
Thailand. Yeah. Thai, Thai. We can't think of anything.
Thai, die. Thai.
I'd rather not talk about dying.
No.
I mean, that's one request, but there you go.
Okay, that's off the table.
Right, so should we intro Becky? So you are Nick's sibling.
I am,
his sister.
Yep.
Do you want to tell us, like, where in the world have you travelled? Just like a list of different places.
So I've done Thailand, as obviously we know, because that's what mm-hmm. we're here to talk about today. I've done Australia, so I spent 6 weeks in Australia. Went and stayed with a couple of friends out there. Lots around Europe, Canada. Been to Canada, New York, done that as a little, wouldn't say I travelled America, but yeah. Little holiday to New York.
Yeah.
So yeah, quite a few. Been very lucky. Been to quite a lot of places, really.
Mm, very nice. And tell us who you are. Like, what do you do for a job and all those kind of things?
Okay, yeah. So I'm currently training to be a secondary school English teacher. Teaching is the most hilarious job I've ever done in my life. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I thought you might, by this point, already be crippled with stress.
No, I come home. For every one bad thing that happens, I'd say six hilarious things happen in that day that just completely make up for it. And so my flatmate, she'll come home, right, what's the story today? Like, what happened today that was hilarious?
So is it just the things the kids say?
Oh, yeah, things the kids say, things that, I don't know, you might see written down in a book or something like that that just completely make your day. But so that's what I'm doing at the moment. So only just started that, really. Started that in September. But obviously done a bit of previous teaching in Thailand.
In Thailand, yeah, which we're going to talk about a bit later. So now that we know who you are, we're going to start off with a game straight away. Just
excellent.
Going straight in.
Icebreaker.
Love it. So we're going to play the Capitals game. So for you people who haven't heard the Capitals game on What the Faux podcast, it is basically I'll give you a country and you have to tell me the capital city of that country.
Got
pretty
it.
Simple.
Yep.
We've got 30 seconds and we're going to see how many you can get in 30 seconds. So far, Nick has 10. James, who we had on the Peru episode for number 2, got 4.
Okay.
So hopefully...
Okay, right.
So are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Love it. So USA...
Washington, D.C.
Sri Lanka.
No idea.
Cambodia.
No.
Indonesia.
No idea.
Argentina.
No.
Come on, Argentina, you'll know that one. India.
Keep going.
Congo.
Congo, no idea.
Nepal.
No.
Oh my God, you'll know that. Where was the earthquake?
One.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
France, yes. Spain, yes.
Well,
Germany,
yeah.
Got it.
Let's go through some of the ones that
we
I think
need to go back over. There was some you would definitely have known.
No, Argentina, no.
That's the easiest one, Becky. Buenos Aires.
Yeah, Buenos Aires.
No, didn't know that.
Did you not?
To be fair, there was no real easy ones in there. But still, I thought you'd do better than one.
Okay, so USA, Washington, D.C., you got that one,
well
right?
Well done.
See, you said that and I was like, yes. I was like, we're on to a good
on it.
On it.
We've got, what was the next one? Sri Lanka, that's difficult.
Yeah.
So that's Colombo. Cambodia, Phnom Penh.
No.
Or Phnom Penh.
Phnom Penh, yeah.
Indonesia, again, that's quite difficult, but Jakarta, Argentina.
They were really hard ones.
Oh, sorry.
We stitched you right up. We were like, can you believe James got 4?
Congo, oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah,
that one is difficult. India, Delhi, I thought you might have got that.
No.
you went bomb.
Yeah, so you almost said Bombay, which actually doesn't exist. It's just an English name for Mumbai. Isn't it?
It is actually, yeah. Nepal was Kathmandu, where the earthquake was.
Do you know it now? Have you said it?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. I didn't know it was capital.
Okay.
Though. And to be honest, I probably couldn't have told you it was in Nepal, if I'm being completely honest.
Okay. Fair enough.
So that was the Capitals game. Did you enjoy yourself?
No.
The funny thing is, though, a lot of them places we've been to, so at some point I've told you about our travels in these places.
So obviously I've paid no attention.
You didn't listen.
What is Congo?
Oh,
you'll kick yourself.
Brazzaville.
Of course, Brazzaville, yeah. Going there next summer, actually. Got a nice trip to Brazzaville booked.
I don't even know if that's how you say it. I think it's Brazzaville. Yeah. Brazzaville? I don't know.
So, one.
So, that was a Capitals game.
Brilliant.
I think we should just swiftly move on.
I think we should, yeah, definitely.
Get that
I
behind
think
us.
You'll have a chance to redeem yourself later in the show.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, 100%. The game we've got coming up a bit later for you.
They were so hard.
Yeah. But you're going to love the next game. But so, what we're going to do next is game show facts, which. Again, we say this every episode, but it is Nick's favourite part of the episode, isn't it? Because it's your time to sort of geek out a little bit.
Yeah, I really like this part. I think this is a really interesting part of the show. You don't always agree.
Me, not so much. Actually, this would kind of solve our mini domestic that we have about the podcast. Because I feel like it's a bit history heavy. And personally, that doesn't really do it for me. So I'd love it if people could get in touch and say whether you do, like, who do you prefer, me or Nick?
Okay, yeah, let the listeners decide. Yeah. If they don't think it's any good, then we'll scrap it.
Yeah, get in touch on Twitter at @FauxPodcast, or you can even comment on any of our pictures on Instagram at @WhatTheFauxPodcast. Should we go straight in?
I'm ready. Give me the music. Thailand is a country in Southeast Asia. Before 1939, the country was actually named Siam. It shares borders with Burma, Laos to the north, Cambodia to the east, and Malaysia to the south. The population of Thailand is around 66 million. The capital and largest city is Bangkok. It is the world's most visited city, according to the Global Destination City Index. Ahead of London, it will welcome 16 million international arrivals this year. Thailand's king has reigned since the 9th of June 1946 and is still going, making him the world's longest reigning current monarch. It's strictly against the law to criticise the monarchy. Tourism in Thailand makes up about 6% of the economy. Thailand was the most visited country in Southeast Asia in 2013. It is believed that at least 10% of tourist money is spent on the sex trade. The main religion in Thailand is Buddhism. Thailand is the most popular destination in the world for British gap year holidaymakers, according to ABTA, the Travel Association. There's the facts for you. I hope you guys think like you learnt a lot, but before I finish, can I show you the actual full ceremonial name for Bangkok? It's the longest name.
Oh yeah, you showed me this the other day.
You know there's a train station in Wales, which is really long and hard to say. Just have a look at this.
It's really long and hard.
So, do you want to try and say it?
My joke group completely missed it.
Okay. Krung Thapathakon Amaterakison Hamathareya Madalikokpok Noparechitrechibium Umboretralisiam Umparashrawachitat Kichatroya Shumpatichit. And that is 169 characters long.
That's
I felt
mental.
Like I was back in Thailand. That was uncanny.
It was good, wasn't it?
So one of your facts was it's strictly against the law to, like...
criticise the monarchy.
Yeah. So how far does that go? Like, how do they police that? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, that was the one thing. Before I went, Mum was terrified that I was somehow going to end up in a Thai prison. She was just like, don't talk to anyone, don't do anything. She was just terrified I was going to end up in prison. It was the king's birthday while I was out there, and she was like, don't say anything about the king. Don't let anyone hear you say anything about the king. And I was like, Mum, I'm not going to go to prison. It's fine.
And you didn't, did you?
I did not go to prison, thank goodness.
Did she say that to you before you left, or...
Oh yeah, I went to Thailand. I never had that conversation with her.
She doesn't mind if you go to Thai prison.
No.
She probably thinks it's for the best.
Maybe. Character building.
I might have completely made this up. I don't think I have. There was a British journalist who did mention something about him in a newspaper or something like that, and I think he went to prison for like 5 years.
Oh my god.
Yeah, crazy, it's they take it so seriously.
So that was like written down, I'm guessing, on an article or something. But if you were like just chatting with someone and you went, that king, what a wanker.
What a prick.
And then like a police officer went past, what would they lock you up?
Mum will listen to this and think you're gonna go to a Thai prison now.
No.
somehow you're gonna be shipped and sent to a Thai prison.
It's illegal to say it in the UK.
Yeah.
but yeah, what did you think of the facts? Did you learn something? That Thailand used to be called Siam?
No, I did know that.
Okay. Yeah,
no, I did. I didn't know. What was the one I didn't know?
Bangkok, the most visited city, apparently, in the
world.
That
was one. Yeah, that shocked me, actually.
I'm surprised by that. I thought London would be more, actually.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be New York, if I'm honest. I thought New York would probably...
Well, actually, I heard, this is amazing, it was a few years ago, it might be outdated now, I heard that London gets more visitors every year than New York, Las Vegas, and Sydney all combined.
That's crazy.
It really is, isn't it? Mind-blowing, isn't it? I think you told me that when we like first met or something, when we were talking about travelling.
Well, that did it for you.
Good chat-up line.
Well, it worked.
It did as well, didn't it? That's not good on my half, I don't think.
No, you should be ashamed.
Right, so, Becky, we have got you on the show so that you can tell us a bit about your trip. So do you want to tell us an overview of what you did? Like, how long were you there for? Where did you start? Where did you end?
Went for 3 months, so from October till December. Yeah, so flew to Bangkok, stayed in Ayutthaya for a few days. I went with a company called Love Tefl, who, not doing a shameless plug, but they were brilliant, if anyone wants to look them up.
Tell us.
Oh, yeah, plug, yeah. So TEFL is...
Teaching English as a Foreign Language.
Yeah.
So I did my TEFL course through them, and so doing your course is part of kind of what you pay for, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're called Love TEFL. They're based in Leeds. They're brilliant. So if anyone wants to look them up, they are really, really good. And then, so had our induction bit at the hotel in Ayutthaya. Then, yeah, got split off into pairs. There was about 50 of us all together. We got split off into pairs or threes. And then we went to our schools in a place called Kanchanaburi. So for history lovers, that's where the bridge over the River Kwai is.
Love it.
So all our schools were kind of based within half an hour of that town. And we were all teaching different ages, some at primary school, some were teaching adults, some were in secondary schools. So
I didn't know you could teach adults through this as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that people that want to start getting degrees and stuff later on in life.
Yeah, I don't think there was many of us that did that. I know one of my friends had a few kind of 18 pluses in her classes. I don't really think that was a common occurrence.
Yeah.
So there was a few people teaching older people as well, cool. Not just little kiddies.
So I'm assuming when you first got to this school in, what was the town called?
It's called Kanchanaburi. Our little town was called Tarmawang.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I'm assuming when you first got there, you got plenty of like training and you weren't thrown straight into the deep end, were you?
I wish. I did, yeah. First day, we were told the first week we would just kind of sit in the English classes, watch what was going on. First lesson, stood at the front of the class and the teacher introduced, this is teacher Becky, teacher Amy, my friend who was at the school as well. And then he just went, okay.
Over to you.
And that was it. We had nothing planned.
What on earth did you do? I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, so how old were these kids?
These kids would have been about 8 or 9.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were about 8 or 9, these kids. We had been told previously in our induction weekend that they were really into like anime and like things like Pokemon and and kind of stuff like that. So we thought on our toes a little bit and they kind of made their own Pokemon cards.
Nice.
So they drew a picture of themselves and wrote down their Thai name, their English name, and kind of like a hobby, something they like in English.
Clever.
Oh, right, okay.
So that was, thank God we had been told that, otherwise we'd have been like,
right. So just to clarify, you are not fluent in Thai.
Oh my God, no. No,
so
not at all.
They do understand English. You could talk to them and they do understand what you're asking them to do. Their English is at that level.
No, the schools that we were at, because we volunteered there, they were schools that wouldn't necessarily be able to afford English teachers.
Right.
So they did have an English teacher who was the head teacher at their school. But I mean, even his English was very broken. If I said, good morning, class, please, can you stand up? They wouldn't know what I was asking them to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
God. What about by the end of your trip?
I feel like...
Fluent.
A few.
Literally could have written a book.
Yeah.
All because of your work.
I feel like they definitely took away teacher Becky. They knew that, at least.
Okay.
There you go. And a few words, few phrases, kind of things about weather, animals, food, like that sort of clothing, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But no, nowhere near to the point of kind of putting sentences together. But I mean, they did have a few kids who were a lot cleverer than the other children. And there were a few kids who were actually pretty good with their English and actually sometimes were more helpful than the English teacher. trying to get what we were trying to say across, really.
And even in this small town, does everyone know it's really important to learn English to like have a good life or not?
The kids that were good at English, we were told they're going to work in tourism. Like, that's what they're going to do. They're good at English, so they're going to work with tourists.
Yeah.
And my friend was asked to teach a few girls a speech in English about Tarmawang. in case they had tourists there. So they were like, they're going to work in tourism, teach them a speech in English about the town. We were obviously told not to really learn any Thai because they just wanted them to be around the English language.
Yeah.
So they just wanted them to hear it in use every day. They just wanted to get them used to listening to it, really. So
you'd still say basics like thank you rather than kapunka?
Yes. Yeah, we would say thank you. Yeah, good morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so you've said that a couple of the students, well, they called you Teacher Becky. So in our country, you'd say like Miss Thompson or Mrs. Thompson or whatever, but they called you teacher.
Yeah, teacher.
This reminds me of a video that you sent to us.
Yes.
As you were out there of the most adorable kid ever. So I've got a clip of the kid saying it, but do you want to explain what happened?
So on all of their work, anything we asked them to do, they would put, teacher, I love you, teacher.
And do they know what that means? Or do they understand what I love you really
they, yeah, they got that it meant that you liked someone. Yeah, on any piece of work, anything. So I was asking them to draw a person and label their clothes. And at the bottom, it'd be like, teacher, I love you, at the bottom. And yeah, so this girl, she used to come and say it to me every day. So I did not bully this child into saying this before anyone thinks that. So yeah, and then I was just like, oh, got my phone out. And she was like, oh, like, film. And I was like, yeah, go for it. So yes, I made this very, very sweet little video.
Teacher, I love you.
Oh, she's so cute. Is it? It is a girl, right?
That. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Can you play it one more time?
Yeah.
Teacher, I love you.
Oh, it's just so cute.
We'll put the video up on social media as well, so you can see the full effect.
Oh, you have to put a face to that as well. She's adorable.
So cute.
So that will be on @FauxPodcast on Twitter and WhatTheFauxPodcast on Instagram.
That's it. Can I ask you a quick question about the kids? How did you find their attitude towards school compared with English kids?
To be honest, they didn't seem to be in lesson all that often. Our lessons used to get cancelled at quite late notice as well. We'd kind of turn up to class and they'd be like, oh, no, sorry, no class today. Yeah, walking around the school during the day especially, they didn't really seem to be many kids kind of in lessons. They used to have the police, so the police used to come in and give them a lesson once a week on, I'm assuming, how like not to go to prison in Thailand.
Yeah, and, that's a good lesson.
I think so, yeah. And the army came in while we were there as well, and they kind of took them for a few days. So there was just not a lot of being in lesson. Yeah.
I'm assuming all of that is in Thai as well.
Oh, yeah. That was all in Thai. So, didn't really get a gist of what was going on there. We did try and ask the teacher, but I'm not convinced he knew what we were talking about.
So, like, the education side of thing, like in class, it was not really a top priority, was it?
The school where we were, certainly, I don't think that was the top priority. I mean, the kids, you could tell they absolutely loved being there. They would be there from 6 a.m, sweeping the grounds and tidying up. And then by the time we'd got back from having our dinner, it was 6-7 o'clock in the evening, they'd still be there playing football and playing with their friends. So they, loved being there. But whether much learning happened, I don't really know.
Their behaviour in general?
Behaviour, they were very naughty. They were, they used to see what they could get away with, certainly when me and Amy were in the class, because obviously we had no idea what they were saying. From sort of a behaviour point of view, they do still use the cane over there.
Wow.
And, that's crazy.
Yeah, I never saw it being used. A couple of my friends from in their schools, they saw the cane being used. But our teacher used to hit them on a hand with a ruler.
Right.
And so there was, like, for one example, in one class, two boys came up to me and said something and walked off laughing. So I was like, they probably just insulted me or something. And the teacher called them over, smacked them on the hand with the ruler. And then the teacher kind of said to me, oh, I'm sorry, they said something rude.
Right,
I was like,
okay.
Yay, great. But it just makes you think, like, they could be saying anything to you.
Yeah.
They could be saying absolutely anything and just getting away with it because I've got no idea what they're saying.
To be honest, when we were cheeky little kids, if you knew someone wouldn't be able to understand you, you would probably take advantage of that, wouldn't you?
Oh my god, you would say, you'd say swear words, wouldn't you? You'd probably call them names and find it really hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're kids. And like you said, we probably would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah,
that's good. And because anywhere in the world you go, there are like different religions and attitudes and whatever. But end of the day, when you're a kid, like all kids actually are the same, aren't they? Anywhere in the
world.
No matter what your upbringing is, all kids are kids, aren't they?
Yeah, they also used to get me to say words. And I just thought, they're probably telling me to say swear words, but I mean, for the sake of a laugh, if they're going to find this funny, I might as well. So they always used to say, oh, say so-and-so, and I'd say it back to them, and then they'd roll around in fits of laughter.
Oh, so you did say it?
Yeah. I thought, well, for the sake of a laugh, why not?
Yeah.
Love getting a laugh.
So before we move on to a super fun game, which I'm super excited.
Yay.
Like, I don't think you'll ever think that we're going to play this game, but we are. I'm excited.
Oh, God, okay.
All I'm going to say is there is a slight link between this game and your family.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
But
right.
don't think about it because you might get it. But also, one of the main stories I remember when you was in Thailand that you came home and told us about was something in relation to Cliff Richard.
Oh, yeah. So every single morning... So. Turned up, first day at school, first morning, and they do this dance to We're the Young Ones by Cliff Richard. And it's not Cliff Richard actually singing the song, it's a lady singing the song. And I'm thinking, I know this song. And it gets to the chorus, and I'm like, they're dancing to Cliff Richard, that's so random, but okay. And I just thought maybe, oh, how lovely they've put together this little ceremony. Me and Amy have turned up. Oh, they're putting on a little dance for us. And no, every single morning at assembly, they used to line up outside on the field. Every morning, they would sing the national anthem. They had two children who were designated to raise the flag every morning while they were singing the national anthem. And then they did this dance routine to Cliff Richard every morning, which I learned quite well by the end of it. So by the end, I was actually joining in myself.
So from the video, it looks like any sort of Asian schools, I think this to be from China, where everybody's standing about a metre away from each other, a bit like a PE lesson.
That's right.
And yet everyone just kind of like stretches or does a dance. And I think it's quite good. I think that would motivate you in the morning or get you in the mood to like get on with your day.
I think it's a good way to start the day, yeah.
Just like a gym workout, really, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes they would do exercises. They say Cliff Richard was the only daily occurrence, apart from the national anthem.
How did Cliff Richard come about? How did they land on that song?
Yeah, how Cliff Richard ended up in Tamawang, a tiny village in Thailand, I've got no idea.
But let's take a little listen, because you're right, it's like a woman singing it.
Yeah, it's
isn't
a woman
it?
Singing it, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you can hear them giggling in the background. Oh, the sounds of Thailand.
This is it, Cliff Richard.
People can't see, but we're also dancing now in the studio.
Very hula, Hawaiian hands happening right now. Oh, that is so cute. So we'll post the video on to our social media. Like I said before, it's @Faux on Twitter or What the Faux Podcast on Instagram. Please give us a like because we need more friends on our podcast. So should we move on and we'll come back to your whole experience because I want to know things like, was it expensive? How can people do it themselves?
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
I want to know what you did after the school and we can tell you what we did in Thailand.
Yes. So we are now going to move on to this game, right? This the whole secret game. Yes. So what I'm going to do
is... I was so excited
for this. So I'm going to play you like a jingle from the show. You will immediately know what we're going to play when I play it. Okay.
Okie
dokie. So you know what game we're playing.
Yep.
So why are we playing this?
This is the weakest link because Nick and Becky's mum was on the weakest link.
What a babe.
Not only was she on it, she fucking won it.
Yeah. And she was on it twice.
Yes.
So why was she on it twice again?
First time she came runner up. And then over like Christmas and New Year, they did a runners up special. And then she bloody won it.
Oh,
and she also mentioned on there about how Essex women are being known for liking men. What a slag.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, because Anne Robinson kind of picks on people, doesn't she?
Yeah. It just went mad. I remember Mum was on Look East as well.
Yeah,
because it was about how, I think it was at the time when it was kind of like white stiletto, stereotypical Essex girls. And they were like, no, there are some women from Essex who were clever, I think. And it was a bit of a tedious thing.
Yeah, the way she spoke as well, she didn't, even Anne Robinson said, you don't sound like you're from Essex. But she doesn't, does she? So
no,
she kind
not
of
at
broke
all.
The mould.
But yeah, so she was on Look East. I think she was on like BBC Essex or something. Oh, but she
wow.
was. That was a. She really had a 15 minutes of fame.
Is Weakest Link big in other countries? Because like Top Gear goes like everywhere around the world. Do our listeners from abroad know what Weakest Link is?
Don't know. Do you know?
No, I'm not sure. I'm guessing. Well, I'm only knowing from Slumdog Millionaire they have Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in other countries.
Yeah.
Apart from, not sure. I'm
this
sure they probably do.
Thinking,
I wouldn't be surprised if, they did their own version.
Yeah. So, Nick, do you want to just kind of explain what Weakest Link is?
Okay, so it's hosted by this, her character really is this like nasty, should I say old woman? middle-aged woman. Yeah. But her character is to just be really stern and mean to people. And because we watched a clip to remind ourselves about it, we watched it on YouTube the other day, and she really was quite mean sometimes, wasn't she?
Oh, my God, yeah. She really laid into people.
Yeah, but it's just a group of people. Is it like 10 or 15 people?
Yeah, something like that.
They've all got to work together, and they've got to get questions right, and the more they get right, the more money they get. And at the end of every round, people vote off who they think is the weakest link. And then, of course, the final goes down to the last two, and then there can only be one winner.
Yes. I have arranged some questions for you both.
Oh, this is not going to go. This is going to go the same way as a booming capitals game.
No,
isn't
you
it?
Can redeem yourself.
Becky, you are a quiz master. I know this from Christmas or holidays away.
Are the questions based on the Congo?
Brazzaville? No.
No. Your favourite holiday destination?
No, you'll be good at this. You're good at quizzes.
Yeah, definitely. So it is travel related. But I think you'll be pretty good at this.
That's what you said last time, but that's fine. Right, let's go. We can do this.
Anyone in the studio today could win anything up to 20 Thai baht. The two contestants are brother and sister. They've been in rivalry for years and they do hate each other. But to get the prize money, they'll have to work together. However, there can only be one winner and the other will leave with nothing. Let's meet the team.
Hello, my name is Nick Thompson. I am 26 from Essex and I am a UK sales manager.
I don't know why you do it in that voice. Becky?
My name is Becky Thompson. I'm 24 years old from Essex and I am a trainee English teacher.
Just to remind you, on each question you can earn anything up to 2 Thai baht with the ultimate prize of 20 Thai baht, which is the equivalent to about 37p. So, nice. Becky, if you do win, we're kind of going to need that back.
That's fine. That's okay. 37p, that would get your dinner out in Thailand. So there we go.
It would.
It's basically a meal out.
Plus, it's got a sentimental value, so.
Yeah, it's our souvenir from Thailand, so you can't have it.
Give it back.
I actually do have 100 baht in my purse still.
Ooh, someone's doing well.
So, yeah.
Right, so let's start with the questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
In 2010, Ed Stafford became the first man to walk the entire length of the Amazon. How many days did it take him, Nick? Was it 122, 501, or 859?
501.
Incorrect. It was 859. Mm. Becky, in 1991, Richard Branson lifted off in order to become the first person in a hot air balloon to do what? Was it cross the Pacific, fly over the South Pole, or travel from London to New York?
London to New York.
Incorrect. It was cross the Pacific. Nick, how many stars are there on the flag of China?
Oh, my God. One?
Incorrect. It was 5. No correct answers so far. Number 4, Becky. In 1976, Saigon changed its name to what?
Vietnam.
No, incorrect. It was Ho Chi Minh City. Nick, in the book of Eat, Pray, Love, turned into a film in 2010 starring Julia Roberts, writer Elizabeth Gilbert spends time in Italy, India, and where else?
Bali.
Correct. Becky, the highland border region where Thailand, Laos and Myanmar, Burma, meet is known as what?
I don't know.
It's the Golden Triangle. Nick, in which country is there a natural gas pit nicknamed the Door to Hell that has been on fire since 1971?
Kazakhstan.
Incorrect, it was Turkmenistan. Yeah. Becky, in May this year, 13-year-old Indian schoolgirl Malavath Porna became the youngest girl to do what?
Oh, is she a CEO of a company?
No, incorrect. It was to climb Everest.
Oh.
Jacktogos went on sale in 2013. What are they?
Dildos.
It's a jacket covered in pockets, allowing passengers to pack everything into their coats.
Close.
Come on, guys, get some right.
Sorry.
Becky, which celebrity was carried by their minders along the Great Wall of China? Think of a diva pop star.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, incorrect. It was Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
Oh, didn't know that.
What a Deeves.
I think I kept a score here because I know I got one right. Did you get any right?
No, zero. Zero.
Whoa.
Right.
Yeah.
I just need to explain, right? Whenever I come around your family, we normally play a quiz. Yeah. And Becky, you are just quiz master. You know every question. I feel like maybe the studio is just putting you under
the pressure. It's the environment. See, I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable in my living room.
Would you have got my barley one correct about Eat, Pray, Love?
No, I've not seen the film or read the book. No.
Oh, man. I have actually got quite a few more questions.
Trial some. Let's have a go.
Yeah?
I was going to say, do you want to do another round?
Do you want the music again or should we do two rounds, actually? Yeah, that kind of
makes
sense.
Let's do two rounds then,
Let's
yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay. Nick, which country has more lakes than the rest of the world combined?
Canada.
Correct. Becky, which country stages the second largest Oktoberfest?
Largest Oktoberfest? England.
No, it's Brazil. Nick, in which country might you find a scorpion in your wine?
Mexico.
Incorrect, it's Vietnam. Becky, who wrote "The only people for me are the mad ones, the ones who are mad to live"?
Oscar Wilde.
No, it was Jack Kerouac. Nick, Robin Davidson's book, Tracks, tells the story of her incredible camel trek across which country?
Australia.
Correct. Becky, which Asian city has not held the Olympic Games? Is it Tokyo, Manila or Beijing?
Manila.
Correct. Nick, which of these is not a Cuban cocktail? Is it a daiquiri, a mojito or margarita?
Daiquiri.
Incorrect, it was margarita. Becky, Michael Palin's first BBC travel programme was Around the World in 80 Days. Where did he start his journey?
England.
I think that's kind of correct. It was the Reform Club.
What is that?
I think it's in England. I'm going to give you that.
Okay,
I'm going to give you that.
Excellent.
So, next question, Nick. Which adventure did Prince Harry recently go on in order to support veterans charity Walking with the Wounded?
South Pole.
Correct.
Antarctica.
Becky, which country has the world's highest waterfall?
South Africa.
Incorrect. It was Venezuela. Right, guys, that was the end of Weakest Link.
And again,
that was intense.
I have come out on top.
You've come out on top.
Three to two. I got three questions right. You got two.
Oh, I only want to think you have a travel podcast.
It's funny how I've won, yeah.
Right, so let's find out who is the twat of Tunisia and who is the prick of Pakistan.
Nice.
Anne Robinson.
So, let's have a little chat, guys. A bit Anne Robinson style, okay? So, no. Becky, you say you're a teacher. I've heard that, you know, those who can't do, teach. What do you think of that?
I feel like those who can't do travel quizzes, teach.
Good answer.
So, as you're a teacher, you are responsible for inspiring our next generation. So, what great ideas have you come up with to do that, then, eh?
Well, I mean, yes, the subject being English, I don't really have to teach children what cocktails they have in Cuba. I think that would be quite inappropriate, Anne, actually.
Oh, give the banter back.
Wow.
Nick, so what are those ghastly things on your left arm?
Really fucking awesome tattoos.
Right. Do you find it hard?
Yeah.
Good comeback, Anne.
Do you find it hard getting a job?
Yes, I get laughed out of interviews.
Yeah.
But I look cool.
Do you, I've lost my page. Do people often mistake you for a hobo?
Yes, every day. People give me money. That's why I don't need to get a job.
I'm not very good at being Anne, am I? I don't know what to come back with.
Your Anne has shit banter.
Also quite a bit more common than the real Anne.
Plus, I think on the show, they're told by the producers, like, don't answer her back. Like, just let her be horrible to you.
Yes. Yeah,
she does rip into people.
Although Jill defied that rule.
Yeah, what did she say? Was she like sticking up for Essex girls?
Yeah, she was. She was like, "Oh, we like men." And
Well, despite the fact that you've both done an appalling performance today, we have to choose a winner.
Obvious.
So
I feel like even I'll hold my hands up and say, "Nick, pick me to the post there."
So, yeah, champion.
So, it's Nick, you're the winner.
This is probably the first time I've ever beaten you at a quiz.
I think so, yeah.
But it was made by my fiancé.
So maybe there was slight bias. I mean, I don't know.
I promise I didn't tell him any of the questions.
I don't know what goes on behind the scenes in this place.
That's true.
So, Becky, you are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I mean, not that I think it's a fix or anything, but I have heard the other contestant and the host are sleeping together. I've had a terrible day. Goodbye.
Oh, God.
I don't know where you heard that from.
So, have you enjoyed your day on The Weakest Link?
I have, because I won.
It's been average at best. Well, yes, I'm going to...
That was good. I never thought I'd be on Weakest Link.
Yeah, that was good.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. We can talk a little bit more about your experience in Thailand, and then we're going to move on to a Christmas game, as this is the Christmas special.
Oh, yay.
So going back to Love Tefl, was it an expensive thing to do?
It was quite expensive, yeah. So you have to pay for your flights, and then the whole internship plus the TEFL course are kind of all included in the price. So it wasn't the cheapest way of doing it. And obviously you can go abroad and you can teach and they pay you to do it. This was a voluntary thing. So yeah, it was quite expensive. But I mean, completely, if you've got the money to do it, I couldn't really recommend it highly enough.
Yeah. So by expensive, are we talking £1,000?
That was £795.
Okay.
For the TEFL course and then for the internship. But I mean, that includes while you're out there, so you get all the hotels we stayed in throughout the time we were there. That was all paid for, apart from the weekends. So at the weekends, you kind of sort yourselves out. But I mean, you stay at a hostel for a fiver a night, and it's
big deal.
What did you do weekends then? Were you close enough to go into Bangkok?
Yeah, we were only about a 2-hour bus ride away from Bangkok, and it used to cost us £2 on the bus to get to Bangkok. So we did that a couple of times. We stayed in Kanchanaburi. We went to a place called Erawan Waterfalls, and for anybody who's kind of in that area, that was by far one of the best things that I did. So Erawan Waterfalls, if anyone wants to look that up.
Is that something that you can just go see, or is it like the waterfalls that you slide down and stuff?
It is. It's actually, it makes it sound like it's a like Donkey Kong or something. There's 7 levels. And you like, what kind of the plan is that you walk all the way to the top. It probably takes you about, I'd say probably takes you a good 3.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to kind of get right to the top. And then at each level, there's natural springs that you can swim in, and obviously nice. Waterfalls, and you can kind of climb up the rocks and slide down the waterfalls. And...
Lovely.
But yeah, so that was incredible.
When you went to Bangkok like for a weekend, did you guys live it large? I think you told me you went to like where they filmed Hangover. Is there a bar?
Oh, we did. Yeah, so the last night of our internship was actually my birthday as well. I kind of put it out there to the group. I was like, it's my birthday. Kind of one thing I'd love to do is go to Sky Bar, which is where The Hangover 2 was filmed. I wanted to go to the Sky Bar, and I had a Hangover Teeny, which they have made especially since the film's been there.
Nice. So what's in a Hangover Teeny?
Lot of alcohol.
Everything.
Everything.
How much?
No doping drugs, though.
No.
Is it doping?
No roofies.
No roofies, yeah. That's it.
That's the one. How much were drinks?
So that was by far the most expensive drink I ever bought there. That was £14 a cocktail, something
Whoa.
Like that.
A drink in Thailand.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was very expensive, but oh my goodness me, the view from the top of that place I've not seen anything like it. It was incredible. That's all we did. And then we went to Dirty Koh San Road afterwards.
Love it.
Yeah, well, everyone should go at least once.
Yeah. What did you think of Bangkok as a whole?
It was, I mean, not to want to quote the film, but it was Holler City of Squalor. It really, I've never seen such wealth right next to such poverty. Like, I've never, ever seen that in my life. So, yeah, you go to the Sky Bar, and obviously multi-million pound skyscraper, and then just around the corner, you have people living in tin huts.
Mm. Yeah.
So I've never, ever seen, wealth and poverty live kind of that close together.
You see a lot of that in these kind of Asian mega cities. Like when we were in Delhi, there are parts of Delhi which are more expensive than London.
Yeah.
Right in the most kind of up-and-coming location, flats are more expensive than in central London. But then you're right, you're so close to then an area which has just got nothing.
Yeah.
Mm.
And didn't you also say, for like your downtime back in the little village, did you get invited round to one of the kids' like parents' houses at one point? Is that right?
We got invited round to the head teacher's house, and then he pied us, so...
And then he what? Is this a sexual thing?
No. Then he he ditched us. So he sent someone round with some dinner, which I mean was very nice of him.
Wow, really?
But sent someone round to our house kind of with some dinner and said, oh no, sorry, he can't have you anymore. Oh my God, so yeah, so lots of people went round to their teachers' houses for dinner. Some people, a couple of my friends actually got invited to one of their teachers' mum's funeral.
Okay.
So that's we had a long weekend in Bangkok one weekend. That was when it was the king's birthday. But they couldn't get there till the next day because they were like, oh, yeah, sorry, guys, we're going to come and meet you on Saturday because we're going to this funeral. And I was like, oh, my goodness. But yeah, but the teachers, they were very, very welcoming. Yeah, inviting you around for dinner. They took us out for dinner quite a few times, actually. So that was nice.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of dinner, can I just bring up, I thought this is very interesting what you told me, like what they told the kids to eat on a daily basis.
So in one of their English textbooks, was obviously their unit was food, and it said, eat rice 3 times a day, eat with every meal. And I was thinking, oh,
things change all the time, though, don't they? So like one time people here, they say, oh, don't eat meat. And then other people say, oh, meat's really good for you. And
yeah,
it just changes all the time. All I know is that when we were in Thailand eating rice 3 times a day, Nick got pretty bunged up.
Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, way more extreme than you might be thinking.
Yeah.
It was over 2 weeks and I hadn't pooed.
Like, no, that's, poo
it was
for
like
2 weeks.
15, 16 days. Mm.
At least we had 2 meals a day. So that's 2 meals a day for like 2 weeks, all in your stomach and your gut. That yeah, just didn't come out.
And it was really weird because you feel like, oh, I'm going to go. And then you sit on the toilet and it's the weirdest, most frustrating feeling because you just can't. But that's what rice done to me. And what would you recommend to anyone who wants to do TEFL? How do they go about it?
Well, because you have to pay for the course, so it is something you have to pay for. Or even if you're thinking about going to uni and doing English language, TEFL can be a course that they offer at uni as well. Just look around. There are so many companies that offer it.
Do you go online?
Yeah,
or go
online. Yeah, that's what I did. Mine was an online course, which are a lot cheaper. So it was 120-hour online course that you had to complete. If you're looking to do it as like a proper full-time job, then you can go to residential courses. So you go to a classroom and you get practical experience rather than just doing it online. They are expensive, but yeah, if you're looking to do it as a long-term career, that's the best thing to do, is to actually go somewhere.
Nice.
Where you're in a classroom.
So you've studied English at university level. Did you find the course hard?
The online course, because I had just finished doing English language at uni, there is a big module on grammar and punctuation. So, I mean, for me, I didn't find it difficult. But yeah, for people who maybe haven't done that since secondary school, it might take a while to kind of get your head around it all.
Yeah.
Mm. But it's completely doable. So yeah, completely doable.
Great. And you loved it all?
Yeah, absolutely loved it, yeah.
I was going to ask very briefly, once it all finished at the school, did you get to see any more of Thailand?
So we spent one more night in Kanchanaburi, in our little town where we were, and then we made our way to Koh Samet.
Okay.
Which I think is one of the more family-friendly islands, which is, I think that's why they took 50, 18 to 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
to a more family... Oh, I say 18 to 30. I said, well, the oldest lady on our trip, Jill. Shout out to Jill. Absolutely, absolutely love her. She was doing OAP gap year.
Wow.
So she was in her 60s, I think she was.
What?
And and she's actually just gone off to South America again. She's off for another year.
Wow,
so
she is.
So
doing TEFL as well, or
Not doing TEFL. She did our little TEFL internship with us, but yeah. So she was telling us that she got rid of her husband and
just about to say I want to do that when I'm older, but I won't get rid of you. No. We can do it together.
Do it together when we're retired.
But so we went to Koh Samet, which was lovely, but definitely more family friendly.
Cool.
I would say.
Well, for anyone listening who wants to go to Thailand, yeah, we done Bangkok, and yeah, you don't need to stay there for too long to have done it all. Then we went south to, I suppose, the more famous islands, so Koh Tao, which is great for snorkeling.
Yeah,
Koh Samui
and Koh Phangan.
Yeah, Koh Phangan is the full moon party,
proper
party place.
Yeah,
and Koh Samui is a bit more honeymoon destination. But then we also went to, of course, the Phi Phi Islands, where the beach is filmed.
Koh Phi Phi.
So the beach is filmed on the Phi Phi Islands, but it's actually set right near Koh Phangan. Because do you remember, they go back to Koh Phangan every now and then for like rice supplies and stuff. But Phi Phi Islands is amazing. There's no roads, no cars, and you feel like you're in a proper bit of luxury. But we actually went, not the best time of year, we went in our summer, which is...
We went June, July.
Which is like their kind of wet monsoony season, is that right? So the weather was actually too bad to get on a boat to go see the beach.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but like in terms of weather, the only time we experienced anything really bad was in Bangkok. I remember sitting in a... Well, you say it's a restaurant. It's kind of like a...
Shack.
Bit on the side of a road, yeah.
Shack on the street.
And it was... I've never seen rain like it. It was so heavy. And, like, you go outside, it's harder than a shower, 100%.
Yeah.
And I thought the roof was going to cave in because, like, the roof was just, like, a bit of fabric.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was unbelievable. I think we should put a picture of, or we got a video of that.
Yeah.
On our Instagram or something.
Yeah, you're quite right. My one regret that we didn't do in Thailand, which everyone goes on about, is Chiang Mai.
Yeah, same.
You know, have you heard about Chiang Mai?
Heard about Chiang Mai. I think that was about 4-ish hours away from where we were.
Because that's kind of like the place where you see animals and stuff, which we did do, but...
Yeah, it sounds better in Chiang Mai.
Yeah, definitely.
More authentic.
Yeah, I wish I'd really gone to like some sort of Thai boxing or something like that. I think that would have been quite fun. I've heard a few friends that have done that and they said it was a really good night.
Yeah, one weekend when we were in Bangkok, they had like Muay Thai. I don't really know how you pronounce it. I think that's right. But boxing, just they had a fight. It was like a public thing. You could kind of look down and watch it.
Yeah.
But yes, that was just kind of out in the open, in the public somewhere. And they had a bit of a fight going on. So that was pretty cool, yeah.
Also, things are very out and open in the public on the islands that we were just talking about. Especially Koh Phangan, where it's party central. They're so open about there'll be signs outside of a bar that say, I remember one place said, we sell fucking sexy mushrooms.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, we
come
know,
by here, yeah.
And on Koh San Road, we know check ID.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the things we saw. There was like a menu of all the cocktails with buckets. Obviously, I'm sure you had a few buckets while you were there. Yeah, we do not check ID card.
Before we move on to this Christmas game, can you just explain... When you first got to your accommodation, your like shack, and how you thought of it then to compare to at the end?
When we first turned up, I thought it was a joke and that was a place where maybe our suitcases were going to be kept. first thoughts when we walked in was, how on earth am I going to live here for 3 months?
Yeah.
The first few nights, our coordinator had said to us, you will never... understand what culture shock is until you actually go through it.
Yeah.
And he was like, obviously you've heard of it and you know it's being somewhere that's not like where you live, but he was like, until you have actually lived through it, you will not know the meaning of the word. Well, the first few days were really difficult, and so it was a wooden shack. The only room that had walls from ceiling to floor was the bedroom. The walls outside were slats, so obviously you had to be very careful if you hadn't got dressed yet. You were walking around. Yeah, like the bathroom was just, again, that didn't have proper walls from ceiling to floor. It was just a concrete add-on kind of inside the house. Obviously, and you're having a shower and there's cockroaches and God knows what coming in. But one thing I was amazed about is that it had Wi-Fi.
Yeah. I remember you telling us this, and it was so good. It was good,
yeah, because I remember I was speaking to my dad on FaceTime and the connection cut out and it was his Wi-Fi in Leafy Malden in
That's
Essex
so funny.
That was worse than my Wi-Fi in my wooden hut in Thailand. But oh my goodness me, when we had to say goodbye to it, I was gutted. I was absolutely gutted.
Yeah.
Because you just grow so attached to it.
You really do,
So first impressions, I was pretty terrified and thought, how on earth am I going to live here for 3 months? But yeah, by the end, I was gutted to leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens, doesn't it?
Have you got a photo of it? I think you do.
Yeah, I've got a photo of it, yeah.
So we'll put that on the Instagram and at Faux Podcast on Twitter. So let's move on to this game. This is a game that you have created, haven't you, Nick?
Yeah, well, it is Christmas after all. This is our Christmas special, and this is the first time we've mentioned Christmas.
Yeah. So the game is called...
It's Christmas!
God, that's loud.
I was like, that's so lovely in your ear.
So, before we begin, as it is Christmas, we'll start with you, Beck, you're the guest. What does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas is, if I were to sum up Christmas in 3 words, it'd probably be food, presents, family, in that order.
Yeah, I was going to say that order.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And Amy?
I don't know, pretty much the same thing. Family. And I think we're quite lucky. Like, most people think it's unlucky if your parents are split, but both our parents are split, me and Nick. So we kind of got 4 places to go to. So we are really lucky. And just, it's just nice catching up with everyone, isn't it? And
I think it's all about
eating lots of food.
Yeah, it's all about seeing everyone in a kind of a 2-week window. And the thing I like most about Christmas is the whole build up to it, like through December when you do like work Christmas parties or you do stuff with your mates. And yeah, the whole build up. Normally, when Christmas comes and then quickly goes, it's normally a bit like, oh, that was it, really. But it's still nice. It's a good excuse to get everyone together.
It's random Christmas Day fact. Apparently, the average person consumes 10,000 calories on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Really?
Yep.
That
and that's the average, so people consume more
people
than that.
Can eat more than that, yeah.
Wow.
That's
and
crazy, isn't it?
Can I quickly ask you, Beck, you've actually spent Christmas in Australia 1 year.
Yes,
how
I
was
did.
That?
It was completely different. Did not feel like Christmas Day. It was kind of cold meats, pumpkin. I ate pumpkin a lot when I was in Australia. But yeah, cold meats.
Beach,
yeah. It was just so odd to wait. It was 40 degrees on Christmas Day. So yeah, it was. Didn't feel like Christmas at all. So yeah, I was with a couple of friends, so spent it with his family.
Yeah, he lived there.
Yeah, he lived there, and they were just so welcoming. They even got me a few presents, which was lovely.
Sweet.
But yeah, so I had a great day. I'm so glad I experienced Christmas in another country.
And they still do the whole Christmas cards with like in the North Pole and stuff, do they?
Yes, they do, yeah. And
what's that?
They still like all the Christmas cards, everything's themed like North Pole.
Oh,
like,
I see.
Snowy
weather. Because like the common thing you see of Australian Christmas is everyone's on the beach with Santa hats on, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
No, we didn't actually make it to the beach on Christmas Day. We did want to get like the stereotypical picture of Christmas hats on the beach.
Because they're still very Western, aren't they, in Australia?
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to this. I'm going to read out some very strange Christmas traditions from around the world.
Oh, excellent. This will be cool.
And I'm going to give you multiple choice, A, B and C, and you're against each other and see how many you can get right. So the first one is,
It's for
both of you.
Oh, okay.
Beck can go first because she's the guest. Right, the first one is, children live in fear of Krampus, the Christmas devil, who is said to beat naughty children with branches.
Oh my God, that's lovely.
So is it A, New Zealand, B, China or C, Austria?
What's the name?
Krampus.
Krampus.
Are we allowed to go with the same answer?
Yeah. Krampus, the Christmas devil.
I'm going to go Austria.
Okay.
With that kind of name, yeah.
Amy? Yeah, I know what you mean with the name. Just to be different, I'm going to go with China.
Becky is correct there.
Oh, yes.
Austria. That's 1 point for you, Beck. Number two.
I won something.
Number two. One of the people in the nativity scene is a man called Sagna, who is seen to be shitting on the floor.
What?
So, you know, like baby Jesus, there's some animals and wise men.
Yeah.
There is a man pooing on the floor.
Two lobsters in Love Actually.
Oh, yeah.
It's the lobsters,
so,
yeah.
Is it A, Spain, B, Russia, or C, Brazil? Becky, you want to go first?
Yeah. Does Amy not want to go first this one?
Can do.
Yeah, let's mix it up.
Okay, I'll go with Russia.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to go Russia. They're quite a harsh nation.
They shit on the floor and stuff, don't they?
I reckon they would shit on the floor.
They don't mess about. You are both wrong. Oh. Amazingly, it is Spain.
Really? No. That was my last choice.
In particular, Catalonia. They think they're quite different from the rest of Spain, don't they?
But Catalonia, yeah.
Catalonia, yeah. So, three. Many families eat at KFC on Christmas Day thanks to an advertising campaign in 1974 which was taken a bit too seriously.
See, I feel like I know this one.
I've heard this before.
Yeah. Is it A, Japan, B, Mexico or C, Cuba?
Yeah, Japan.
So
I thought it was Japan came into my head.
I don't know why I've got a feeling about Mexico. What was the third one?
Cuba. Japan, Mexico, Cuba, KFC.
I think if it was Mexico, I would know that because of Gabby, my friend who's Mexican. Just to be different, I'll go Mexico.
Becky's right again.
Aww.
Japan.
Yeah, Japan popped into my head. I don't know where I've heard that, but
yeah.
So it's 2-0 to Beck. So number four. Hide the pickle in the Right. Hide the pickle in the Christmas tree. The first child to find it gets an extra gift. Is it A, Poland, B, Peru, C, Germany?
I'm going to go with Poland.
Okay. And Beck?
What were the three options again?
Poland, Peru, Germany. Hide the pickle.
Hide that pickle. To be different, I'm going to go Germany.
Becky again.
Oh, yes.
3-0. Number five. An old tradition dictates that all family members must stir the Christmas pudding mix clockwise before it's cooked and make a wish while doing it.
That's quite a nice one.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that one.
Is it A, Kenya, B, Great Britain, or C, Argentina?
Do you know what? I'm actually going to go Great Britain because I actually quite like that tradition.
Okay. I was just about to say that. And if it is, we should so adopt this in the Thompson household. Yeah.
You're both going for that?
Yeah.
You're both correct.
Oh, yay.
So Becky 4, Amy 1.
Oh, God. Was that the first one I got right?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So, number 6. Children await the arrival of Bifana, a friendly witch who delivers sweets and toys on the 5th of January. Is it A, Italy, B, Cyprus, or C, Mongolia?
What was the name of the witch again?
The name of the witch is Bifana.
And the three options?
Italy, Cyprus, Mongolia.
Could you please say in each one of those accents so I can hear which one sounds the best?
Your wish is my command.
Thank you.
Bifana.
Lovely, yeah.
Italian. Cyprus. Bifana. And Mongolia. Ah, Bifana.
Thank you.
Has that made things easier?
I think that's made it clearer for me.
Amy, are you going first now?
I'm thinking the first or second one. I'm going to go with Italy, but I'm probably wrong.
Okay, Beck?
Oh, yes, I was also going to go Italy.
You're both correct.
Ooh.
Excellent.
So 5-2 to Becky. Okay, number 7. This country celebrates Christmas on January the 7th. People wear white and play a game called Ganna, a game involving sticks and wooden balls. Is it A?
I've heard this before.
Is it A, Ethiopia, B, Australia, C, Indonesia? Becky?
It's me first, isn't it? I'm going to go for Ethiopia, I think.
Okay, Amy?
Yeah, that's what I was going to go for.
Both correct.
Yes.
Very good. Number 8. This country basically does trick-or-treat on Christmas. Is it A, Philippines, B, Latvia, C, Iran?
I'm going to go Iran because as far as I know, they wouldn't celebrate Christmas,
okay,
I don't think.
That's your guess, Beck?
I'm going to go Latvia to be a bit different.
You are correct again, Becky.
Oh.
Yes.
So what is literally Halloween? What do they do, like trick-or-treat?
Yeah, they dress up and they do trick-or-treat.
How weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
As scary things or Christmas things?
I don't know, to be honest. But they dress up in fancy dress. Oh. I really like this one. This is nice. In this country, children will get a response from Santa Claus if the letter is sent to the following address. Santa Claus, North Pole, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, that's a nice one.
That's sweet.
Is it A, South Africa, B, India, C, Canada?
I feel like the Canadians would quite like that tradition.
Okay.
I think that's quite a Canadian, yeah.
Amy?
Yeah, I think it could be that. I'm going to go with South Africa, though.
Canada, well done, Beck.
Results.
I like that. It reminds me of Friends. 15, Yemen Road,
Yemen.
Okay, finally, the running of the Santas takes place here. This involves people dressing as Santa and taking part in a large pub crawl. Is it A, USA, B, Colombia, C, the Republic of Ireland?
Yeah,
Amy?
I've seen this. Well, there's a Santa run here. So you'd think if it's here, it's probably Ireland. Ireland. What were the other two options?
USA or Colombia?
I'm going to go with USA.
Okay, Beck?
I'm going to go with, I think, the Republic of Ireland. Yeah, that's going to be my answer.
Amy is correct.
Oh, my goodness, I got one.
That's the end of the game, but it means Beck has won 8-4.
At least I won something.
Amazing. See?
Yes.
As you were a guest on our show, I thought, you know, I'll be the decent person. I'll let you in.
Right, thank you.
But it's quite good, wasn't it?
Very chivalrous of you, yeah.
I thought that was quite interesting, all the different weird religions.
I did like
traditions.
I did like the shitting on the floor. That was
yeah.
Quite
I was about to say, we need to take on two of those traditions. One being the Great British one, stirring the thing, and the other one should be shitting on the floor.
But imagine as a kid getting that part in the play.
I don't think Paula would be impressed if we shit on the floor. That's our stepmum and our dad. They've just bought a new house. I don't think they'd be very impressed if we shit on the floor.
Trying to add a bit of culture to the family.
No.
Sorry.
So I prepared another little thing. See, I'm just doing nice things for you on this show, Becky.
Excellent.
I prepared something that I'd like to say to you. And I would very much like you to tell me if you know where this is from.
Okay.
Hun. Ben sang nong gong chang. Son chang. Jai kat madai. Mai ben chen nang. That means... You are a part of me, a part that I could never live without. And I hope and I pray that I never have to. Kap kunka.
Kap kunka.
Kap kunka.
Kaka.
Do you know what that's from?
Speaking of Spanish.
Speaking of Consuela.
Can you do the Spanish bit?
Oh, I don't know all the Spanish bit.
I actually have the Spanish bit here, so we'll be able to watch.
Should we tell people this is from the film Bridesmaids?
Yes, which is just the best film of all time. There's a really good Thai bit in it, so I thought I'd say it.
Kapkunka.
But yeah, the other actress comes on and says a Spanish bit, which goes, Gracias para vivar en la casa, en la escuelas, en la azul mercada, tienes con vivir en las
fosh-twats.
And gracias. So that's the Spanish bit.
Brilliant.
Very good.
Which is actually the weirdest translation, because what she's actually saying is, thank you for living in the house, in the schools, and blue. You have to live in the... I don't know what fort twats I mean. I don't know whether that's actually a word, but then she says, and thank you. So, yeah, very funny.
Very good.
So I think we've come to the end of the show. All done.
Wow.
Emotional times.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you had fun?
Oh, it was good fun. I loved it. Yeah, really, really good.
Good stuff.
See, now I feel like I have to book another trip somewhere else.
To come back.
Just to get on What the Faux podcast.
I mean, if you want me to cameo in the Slovakia one, I will do.
That's a good chance.
Yes.
We could have like a proper family episode. Get Jill on.
We are going to do
something. From the Weakest Link.
We're going to do something.
Of Weakest Link fame,
We'll do something family related while we're there.
Yeah, definitely. So, thank you very much for coming on. I believe our next episode will be with a man called Phil.
Yeah, talking about China.
A man called Phil.
Who's also part of our family. We're just loving the family at the moment. So, we'll be talking about China.
Yeah. And until then, you guys have a very good Christmas and a happy new year.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, Merry Christmas, everyone. Yeah.
And we'll speak to you soon.
Kapkunka.
Bye-bye.
Watch Twatch. Don't forget, you can get in contact on @FauxPodcast. That's Faux spelled P-H-O. Or What the Faux Podcast on Instagram. You can also email us, whatthefauxpodcast@gmail.com.